99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that could have crippled telecommunications and law enforcement functions in New York City just as the United Nations General Assembly gets underway. ABC's Eric Katursky has more.
There are no arrests yet. The apartments where the equipment was found were empty. Investigators suspect the alleged plot is the work of a well-organized and well-funded group that law enforcement sources say is believed to be linked to China.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly today. He, Monday at the White House, said that pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy because of the potential for an increased risk of autism. But a number of medical groups have said that decades of studies have not found a causal link between acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and autism. The Jimmy Kimmel Show returns tonight after a suspension from Disney, the parent company of ABC News, over comments Kimmel made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Two sites serving homeless Wisconsin veterans are now closed. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls closed on September 12th due to a lack of funding. The program for homeless veterans remains available at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Union Grove. A dramatic increase in fall-related emergency medical incidents in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports medical emergency services responded to 140,000 falls last year. That's an increase of nearly 10,000 fall-related calls from 2023. Falls accounted for 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. And Governor Tony Evers says he plans to stay retired once his term ends next year. He discussed his retirement plans Monday at this year's annual Wisconsin Counties Association conference in the Dells. Evers added he doesn't intend to endorse a candidate in the 2026 Democratic primary for governor.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. The DNR is holding a listening session public hearing for the removal of the Seeley Lake Dam on Thursday, September 25th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the City Hall in Baraboo, 101 South Boulevard. If you're interested in providing feedback to the DNR, you need to attend that public hearing about the removal of the Seeley Lake Dam. Again, that is September 25th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at City Hall in Baraboo. This is Dave Grant with the Max FM News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun with highs in the low to mid-70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On Wednesday, expect partly sunny skies, comfortable temps again with highs in the low to mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 58 at our studios.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. Morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Pink on Max FM.
White knuckles and sweaty palms from hanging on too tight. Clenched jaw. I've got another headache again tonight. Trying to hold, but there's nothing to grab, so I let go.
crystal clear.
While other stations play the greatest songs for napping, we're keeping you going with more maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
You said you'd meet me.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 8:12 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, we have the flash sale over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue. Till 9 a.m. today, just $12.50. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them, about this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Now our food theme is going to continue. We have all had this happen. You're hanging out with someone and they can't stop talking up some new, brand new, exotic dish or trendy TikTok food hack. And then you try it and it's meh at best. Now, people online are listing foods that were the biggest disappointments once they finally tried them. And here are the highlights, Emily. I'll let you start on this one. And we'll try to move through it quickly because there's a lot.
Yeah, I got some feelings about these things. So I do have to say, I don't know how many people have been, you know, involved in this survey, but it does matter where you get these things, right?
Right.
So, like, if you get them from a place that doesn't make them so good, that doesn't mean the dish itself is bad. So... They are calling out some actual restaurants here.
Uh-huh.
These... All right, we're going to start at number one. These are foods that people have been talking up, then other people go try them and they say they're disappointed. Number one, truffle oil fries. Nope, disagree. I've had good ones and I've had bad ones. So that's, it just depends on where you get them. I love truffle fries myself. Number two, Dubai chocolate. Never had that before, Dave. Have you?
I have not. I've had a lot of chocolate, so yeah. Not sure on that one, so I guess we'll take their word again. This is a list that we're going off of this morning of people's disappointing food hyped items. Again, the opinions of this don't necessarily represent Civic Media Max FM or your morning show host Dave and Emily, because we are going to talk about the number three item on this list, the McRib. And guess what? They didn't have high expectations in the first place. So, again, we're talking about foods that people said were not worth the hype. Those gigantic smoked turkey drumsticks at Renaissance fairs. They meat is like ham, and every bite is full of ligaments and tendons. Well, it is a turkey drumstick, after all. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact you got it at a Renaissance fair. I'll let you take number five. I'm already laughing because I say this one too.
Well, this is something pretty, but not super yummy edibly, as far as like it's weird. Fondant. Want to ruin a cake covered in fondant? That's what it says. I did not say that. That is not my opinion. Fondant is beautiful, and I've seen people make absolutely gorgeous things with fondant. But yeah, it's not really edible in that way. It's like chewing on plastic. So. Anywho, it's still pretty for the eyes. Number six, coming in here, we are talking about food items that have been talked up and then disappointing after they've been tried. So Turkish Delight? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know, but we'll move along. Crumble cookies, even baked same day, they were just stale and just okay. Again, we're talking about foods that people are saying not worth the hype. Sparkling water, it's not amazing. It's just overrated liquid static.
Donuts from Dunkin' coming in at number nine. Ouch. Calling out Crumble Cookie and the Dunkin' Donuts. Ouch and ouch and ouch. Apparently, this person really wants donuts that are not stale, because both times they complained about sweets that weren't stale, cookies and donuts. I don't know. Number 10 coming in here, lobster.
What?
Lobster's delicious. But I do have to say, it depends on where you get it. Like,
right.
I had lobster that costs a bit of money, right, for the dish.
And it does.
Just, like they said, fine. But sometimes it's amazing. So it really depends.
Oh, boy.
What do you think about lobster?
I like lobster. It just depends on if it's prepared correctly is the other part of it. So, and again, it depends on where you go. And people are saying, oh, it's expensive for a small portion. They don't get the fuss. Number 11 on our list of foods that people are saying are not worth the hype, Twinkies. The most artificial, sugary, plastic-ish flavor I've ever tasted. Number 12 is kombucha. It tastes like someone bottled liquid from a defrosted freezer. That was very much a specific comment.
We have feelings. And again, this is a supposedly a survey, but now there's just one quote coming through here. It really sounds like the same voice. Just saying.
Right.
This doesn't seem like the commentary from a whole bunch of different people. They sound like the same voice. So we'll just have our feelings about these surveys, but they're fun to talk about here on the morning show. Thank you for listening to us, by the way. Have our strong feelings about food, as we always do. We're talking about foods that are the that are all the hype on social media, and then people that have tried them have been disappointed. So number 13 coming in, dragon fruit, 1010 visual design, 1010 great name. The fruit is the texture of watermelon, but tastes like water. It tastes like nothing. All right, then. That's just how you really feel about dragon fruit. Dave, we are getting on number 14, foods that are all the hype, but then disappointing to the food taster. What do you think about number 14?
Someone has oysters. It's just a cold gloop that you can put hot sauce on. You know, I've had them before. I'm like, yeah, they're okay. There's other things I would rather have. What are your thoughts?
I'm the same. I'll eat them because I kind of like the process around it. Like people really like them, right? And they get really excited for them. And I do. I'm okay with it because I like the lemon and I like the horseradish and hot sauce and all that. I had the other day oysters Rockefeller. Now that's good. You got cheese. They're baked. They're all kinds of crispy and delicious. That's a good dish I like. Another thing I like, but again, there's a lot of hype around it, is champagne. Number 15 coming in, foods that are all the hype that people are disappointed on. As a kid, I expected it to taste more like cherry 7-Up. This person says, oh my, yeah, it doesn't taste like cherry 7-Up. Sorry. What I do like more than champagne is Prosecco. I like that better. I think that's a little bit lighter, and that is the champagne from Italy. So champagne is from France. Prosecco is from Italy. Prosecco is a little bit lighter, so if you give that a shot if you don't like champagne. Number 16 coming in, Pop-Tarts. Not a fan. It's like eating icing-coated cardboard. Yep, that's exactly what I would say. 100%. Everybody in my family knows that I'm always disappointed in Pop-Tarts and just don't want people to eat them. Like, don't do it!
And number 17 of our most hyped foods that are overrated, people, coconut water. It tastes like water that's been somewhere else. So, yeah, okay. And number 18, I agree with. Starbucks pumpkin spice latte. The PSL was so disappointing. Overpriced sugar and mid-coffee. I don't like pumpkin spice latte, so I don't care where it came from. I don't like it. They get pumpkin spice latte this, pumpkin spice latte this. No, thank you. What are your thoughts, Emily?
I mean, again, there's a lot. I like it. I like fall so much. So when there's a certain someone that I love very much that loves Starbucks so much, and they get very excited about it. So I love that because they love that, right? I love that for them. But and also it signifies that fall's coming, and I love fall. So I like the hullabaloo. And yes, I just used the word hullabaloo around pumpkin spice and all the things that come with it. But the pumpkin spice latte is a little much. It's a little sweet for me. And it is just not that we're worried about this, but surprisingly, it comes in at like 500 calories or something ridiculous. So I just rather eat a cheeseburger, I think, than have that for the calories myself. But we were just chatting about foods that are all the rage that then once people have tried them, they found a little disappointing. I don't agree with a lot of these. But hey, you know what? That's just my simple opinion. Me, I do like myself some coconut water. It's really hydrating. It's super good for you. So just, word of the wise, give it a shot. Everything's worth trying once. And I feel like a lot of these things on this list, give them a try, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I'll stick with my ice cold water this morning and be perfectly happy. And so you and I were talking about, having a little bit of fun with sword fighting in the lobby. And one of our listeners said, didn't you just get out of a sling? Maybe stay away from swords, Dave. So yes, I appreciate our listeners this morning. That was a good one.
Maybe not so much, even with the plastic sword. Maybe we should try to save that shoulder while it's still healing, huh?
Yeah, I guess that's probably appropriate. And just a quick 30-second update. Everything's going well with it. Things are healing up nicely, continuing physical therapy. That'll be a long-term process, but my arm is out of a sling during the day. At night, I'm still in it, but yes, moving around and very happy about that. I appreciate people have asked about it, and some people said, hey, you haven't given us an update, so there's your 30-second update. So no golfing, no crazy stuff. Unfortunately, I won't be shoveling snow this winter either. I found out that's something they're not going to let me do this year, so it's fine. It's all good. At least I'm moving around upright and, have a little bit of fun with some of the folks outside this morning. I love the view of the window here and having a little fun with a former coworker this morning as well.
Really?
I know.
Okay, good.
It's great that you have these car alarm features on your remotes for your car. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Dave. All right. You know what? We got to wrap on that note. You can't be. Okay. We're not going to let him have that much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's Maybe we need to get some like curtains or pull the blinds every now and again on you, because I think you're having a
little bit of fun. The shade is actually still down. I could still see him out there this morning. So I actually still have the shade down because we're doing Facebook Live this morning. Everyone got to see me with headphone hair. So yes. And we got through all the little technical glitches on that. I think we have everything figured out for Thursday. We'll talk more about that later. You'll be back with us at 8:40. We're gonna celebrate some calendar days.
All right.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Baraboo. Music by Duran Duran and Billy Idol on Max FM.
At Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh, yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, September 25th for the Max FM Request-a-thon to benefit Hope House. From 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., Dave Grand and the Max FM team will let you control the airwaves. You'll have the chance to take over the playlist with your own favorite songs or even pull the songs you don't like. Each request will cost $5 to play a dedication request. That'd be $10. And then to boot a song and play your own, it's $25. And all the proceeds will go directly to Hope House. We've got a goal of raising $5,000 for our friends at Hope House this year. And if that goal is raised, the morning show host Dave and Emily will dye their hair purple to support Purple Thursday on October 23rd. Once again, all the proceeds will benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, the only provider servicing survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking in Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties. To learn more about their mission and also find resources, visit hopehousescw.org. Again, this will be all day on Thursday, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tune into Max FM, play your favorite songs, and help support a great cause. And on Saturday, September 27th, it's a great opportunity to help our veterans with the Ketchum's Got Your Six Help Our Heroes event. It's going to be a 5K run, a one-mile walk fundraiser to provide service dogs for veterans with combat-induced PTSD. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Cost is $25 for walking only. Walking in a t-shirt's $50, and walking with a hoodie would be $75. Ketchum's Got Your Six is a nonprofit organization that helps veterans who are living with combat-induced PTSD. Again, this event goes down on Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. registration, 10 a.m. start time. It's at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, a 5K run, one-mile walk fundraiser. Learn more by visiting ketchumsgotyoursix.com. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Maximum hits.
You got too far this time, but I'm dancing on the Valentine. I tell you, some boy is fooling around.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. You have 30 minutes left to take advantage of our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off that $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue till 9 a.m. That certificate's $12.50. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Thursday is wing night, Friday fish fry, Saturday prime rib, or today Tuesday ribs. And so you can get that mobile device certificate. Go check out those ribs. You can shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, a look at sports and weather. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You thought you knew the Habitat for Humanity Restore? Well, think again. We've got some brand new items in store for you. Brand new houseware straight from the floor of Macy's, new Kohler faucets and Broan range hoods while supplies last. Brand new area rugs made right here in Wisconsin. If you haven't been here in a while, we got a new management, new pricing, and a whole new look. You thought you knew the Restore. Well, think again. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. A busy night in the Badger Small Conference tonight. Here are a couple of the highlights. We have the Middle School Invitational for Cross Country at 4:30 p.m. at the Baraboo High School. We have the Jack Young Middle School playing football tonight at the West Salem High School, 4:30 p.m. We have a Girls Varsity Cross Country Invitational at the Baraboo High School starting at 5 p.m. senior night. We have JV Reedsburg football at Fort Atkinson at 5 p.m. At 5:30 p.m., we have the JV Portage Volleyball team at Sauk Prairie. We have a triple dual multiple school varsity swim invitational at the Jack Young Middle School, Baraboo High School. We'll be hosting that at 6 p.m. It's also parents night. At 7 p.m., we have Varsity Portage Volleyball at Sauk Prairie. Also at 7 p.m., the Reedsburg Varsity Volleyball team will be playing at Stoughton. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun with highs in the low to mid-70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On Wednesday, expect partly sunny skies, comfortable temps again with highs in the low to mid-70s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 58 at our studios.
99.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
On the floors of Tokyo, down in London, towns of go-go, with the records and
direction and the mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing with myself when there's no one else inside. In the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration and I'm dancing with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd have a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove. To dance and not be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:41 on Tuesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. You have 18 minutes left to take advantage of our flash sale over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Half off that $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue. $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily and I are going to talk about calendar days in just a moment, but we do want to take a moment and remind everyone that this Thursday is the Purple Thursday Hope House MaxFM Radio Request-a-thon. We'll be playing all of your favorites. You take over the airwaves starting around 7 a.m. on Thursday. We'll go until 4 p.m. $5 will get your song on the year, $10 minimum donation for a dedication, and $25 minimum donation to bump that song off the air. You're more than welcome to make a larger donation. You can go to our website, max.fm/events, click on the community calendar, click on the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon for your chance to get those song requests in early. We have the link up ready to go. Also, if you'd like to make a donation before Thursday, you can email dave@max.fm or text 608-355-9970. If we're halfway there by Wednesday night into Thursday morning, all of the Max FM staff will be wearing purple tutus during the radio request-a-thon, and Emily's going to safely roller skate around the lobby in the Weicker Great Day building, right?
Right. I'm glad. I really like how you put the word safely in front of just to make sure.
Yes. Well, we're all about safety.
I mean, we don't
safety.
Really know if it's going to be safely done, but, you know, we'll give it a shot.
Don't worry.
We're going to do it. I'm excited. I want to roller skate, folks. So, you know, let's do some pre-donations. This is such a good fundraiser. We really do make it, you know, fun for everybody to be involved. So please do so. We appreciate it. Challenge out there. People in the real estate industry, let's see your donations, folks. It's fun. It's great to get involved. It feels good. All the things. So let's party. Let's do some roller skating. Let's have some purple tutus and purple hair and purple fingernails. Love purple.
Yes. Emily and I will get our hair dyed purple before October 23rd to support Purple Thursday if we hit $5,000 by the end of the request-a-thon, and we'll support purple fingernails for that time as well. And I am going to try to be live on location that day in October as well. And the advocates were already in here talking about some of the shenanigans that we may do that day, and if we hit certain goals, we'll see what happens as well. So we're so happy to support Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. That will be this Thursday. As a reminder, we have our multi-state text to win contest. We will have another keyword again at 9 a.m. going for the green and gold right here on Max FM. Your chance to win $200 cash, gold jewelry. Just be ready to text in again at 9 a.m. I'll have that next keyword for you. We thank our sponsors, Back Rope Baraboo Motor, Wisconsin Dells, Mountain Coaster, and State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. Again, the next keyword, 15 minutes away. We're going to take a look at calendar days for September 23rd. And the first one I chose is Restless Legs Awareness Day. It's observed and to raise awareness for a medical condition or syndrome. It's called Willis-Elkborn disease. It's a lifelong neurological condition characterized by instable desire to move the legs in order to relieve unpleasant sensations as creeping, crawling, or pulling, twitching, and burning sensations. This is something that affects over 12 million people in the world. And it is something that is not always pleasant, and we wanted to mention that one today. Emily, what else do you see on September 23rd? There is some good ones in here.
There is, and I would be remiss not to mention this. Of course, this is the morning show. We are here for entertainment to bring you news, weather, and all things fun that are happening in the listenership area. But we don't talk about politics. But what I am going to do is talk about national dogs and politics today, because that is what September 23rd is. I think this is really, really great. Actually, they're talking about the first dog of the United States. So as many of them Fidotis, just the very first one. Not sure about that name. Maybe it stands for something. I don't know. But what I do appreciate about this, there's many dogs that have lived in the White House. They have endeared us to our owners, the first families, and they've even swayed the vote of animal lovers with interest in the rights of their furry friends. That just makes me laugh. All right. I just don't want anything that has to do with dogs. We always want to mention. So I did like that. I also like something that dogs also like, National Snack Stick Day.
Yeah, I saw that one. That's
stuff like that. Snack sticks, little meat sticks. Dogs really like those. The other day I was out and about working. I was on a drive and I bought one of those little like meat and cheese and nuts and fruit kind of little prepackaged deals that you can get from the Quick Trips that I love so much. And there's little snack sticks in there. And you bet King was my co-pilot and he was sitting in between the seats. That's where he likes to sit and steer. Essentially, he thinks he's captaining the car. And, you know, he and I shared some snack sticks on our drive. It was great.
Well, you know, and our dog loves them too. Stout loves snack sticks. As soon as I bring him in the house, he finds them. I got some at the night market the other day. And so, yes, he was excited when he saw those. So I love them as well, right there along with him. It is also National Great American Pot Pie Day. An apple a day keeps a doctor away, but an American pot pie will do wonders both for your belly and your soul. We're glad to celebrate National Great American Pot Pie Day today. This tasty pastry has been around as far back as the Neolithic period and has been keeping us fed and satisfied ever since. And it's no shocker that Marie Callender's Pot Pie and Frozen Food Company created a day dedicated solely to this wonderful savory dish. It's funny because I got a text message about a pot pie special, and I'm like, maybe that's what I'm having for dinner tonight. So, yes,
that sounds really good for dinner. Good call.
They are very good, and that's one of my favorites. And so, you know, kind of want to celebrate that one today. And, you know,
it's funny. Talk about food so much in the morning show. We're always planning our dinners on the morning show. It's like 8 in the morning. We're like, I know what I'm going to have for dinner. It's really great.
Right. You know, we just go by the calendar days some days. What else do you see on our list?
It makes it really easy. I like this one a lot. It is Energize Day. So we know the word energize. So this is Energize. A little moment. I wanted to read further on this to make sure I was getting it right. But I was right. With all the baggage life gives us sometimes, we all need time to cool off and focus on ourselves. Energize Day, which occurs on the day after the autumnal equinox on September 23rd this year, gives us the perfect chance to do so. If you never have time to relax and rejuvenate, you have no excuse on a day that was created just for that. Today is the best time to do whatever makes you feel peace and makes your soul smile. I love that so much because we do try to lead with that kind of thing we encourage self-care. We encourage relaxation. We encourage trying to live in the moment, take care of yourself, all that good stuff. So today's the day. Go for it. Find something to do for yourself that makes you feel peace. That's a really good suggestion.
Yes, and that is, and that's why you definitely want to do that. It's always about taking care of yourself. And Emily, we always appreciate you being here with us in our mornings. I mean, I can't believe it. This week is cruising by. We're already going to be halfway through the week. Tomorrow is Wednesday. And we did have the mayor in for the interview this morning. And we did have a little glitch in our Facebook stream, but we should have all that worked out for Thursday. We have some new equipment in the studio for the Max FM Hope House Radio Requestathon. We will have the ability to live stream from the studio. We have cameras here in studio. Well, a camera that's all remote control and all that cool stuff, Emily. It's pretty cool setup. We have a lot of gear in here. If you haven't been in here, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a great place to check out. And Dave's there a lot. I mean, if you're kind of wandering by the building and you want to check out what a radio studio looks like, it's a possibility that you might be able to just knock and walk right in and check it out. So not trying to get Dave to be too distracted by things, but it's a possibility. And he probably would let you in and show you around a little bit if it's good timing for him. So check it out. Yeah, it's kind of just a open invitation, I think, a little bit, right?
Yes, it is. And if you want to stop and make a donation to Hope House, you're more than welcome to do so as well. Well, I'm usually here in the morning, so you can always stop by, say hi. We'll give you a studio tour and show you. And like I said, we have some new tech. We had to put an additional table in studio for all the tech that's in here this morning. So I think I've got all the bugs worked out of it now, and it's pretty cool that we'll be able to live stream right from the studio with this setup. So it may be semi-permanent. We'll see what happens. I may have borrowed somebody's desk as well. So, you know, sorry.
Yeah. Well, Dave, you and your shenanigans. It's always happening. We do wish you all a very happy Tuesday, and I'm excited to move through this week because we got so many exciting things happening. Come in and donate, folks. It's a great, great way to feel good and energize yourself is to give to others. So help support Hope House this week. Absolutely 100% for our radiothon coming in on Thursday.
Yes, indeed. Emily, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 7:10.
Whoop, whoop.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Apple season is in full swing at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh picked Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and much more. Perfect for eating or baking. Sip on fresh apple cider, enjoy apple cider donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Plus, brighten your porch with mom's squash and pumpkins. Oakwood Fruit Farm open daily 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Step into an evening where history is poured by the glass. At Wagons and Wine, Circus World's legendary wagons transform into stations for a grand tasting tour. Wander the grounds as 12 historic wagons each feature wines from Wisconsin wineries, making every stop a new flavor and a fresh story. Savor treats for purchase, sip to live music, and enjoy captivating entertainment all around you. It's a rare chance to experience Circus World After Hours, where vintage craftsmanship and exquisite vintages meet. Tickets at circusworld.org.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you.
surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. Do the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the love. We belong to the sound of the words before falling under. Whatever we deny or regret, for worse or for better, we say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just own the facts? Now there's no looking forward, now there's no turning back. When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the fire.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.